is Ted Kennedy. It's time for Congress to crack down on phony gun dealers. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, after years of kowtowing to the National Rifle Association, Congress is finally mustering the courage to require a waiting period and background check on handgun purchases, so every Bonnie and Clyde can't walk into the corner gun shop, walk out with a handgun, and shoot up the neighborhood. But what about phony handgun dealers? To get a dealer's license, you just mail a simple form and $30 to the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. No questions asked. Once you've got the license, whether you're a legitimate business or not, you can order firearms wholesale by the truckload. One crook in Michigan got a license, ordered 2,000 assault rifles and other guns, and sold them on the black market. That's disgraceful, Al. We need tough restrictions on who can buy a gun, and even tougher restrictions on who can be a gun dealer.
Ted, you have pretty good aim when you're shooting from the hip. Too bad you fire so many blanks. I agree that we should tighten up the loophole that allows a single city like Detroit to have more than 7,200 federally licensed gun dealers. Absurd figure. The majority of those dealers sell their guns out on the street and through the black market, where a gun sells for 300 to 400% more than what a legitimate store would charge. But the waiting period law to purchase a gun, which you ram through the Senate, won't do one darn thing to fix that problem. Ted, stop always shooting yourself in the foot by thinking the federal government is not doing anything to curb the phony gun dealers. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. attorneys have brought criminal charges against more than 270 licensed gun dealers. Now that's hitting the old bullseye. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to do a better job of testing students. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.